With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump took to the stage in Madison Square Garden Sunday, getting straight to the point.
And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
And the man hoping to become the 47th president summarized his agenda.
I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home.
Madison Square Garden was filled to capacity. Thousands stood outside. Kamala Harris spent Sunday in Philadelphia, where she spoke at a predominantly black church. It follows her telling two Christian college students who yelled, "Jesus is King," at an event last week that they were at the wrong rally. Following in President Trump's footsteps, she also visited a barber shop that was widely panned on social media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's strike severely harmed Iran and the barrage achieved all its goals. Israeli warplanes hit several military targets in Iran early Saturday in retaliation for an Iranian ballistic missile attack on Israel earlier this month. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari warns Iran not to escalate things.
If the regime in Iran were to make the mistake of beginning a new round of escalation, we will be obligated to respond. Our message is clear. All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
This is SRN News. Abortion is a litmus test for a lot of Americans. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights activists are making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws around the globe. Some 79 countries continue to enforce them, and in places like Afghanistan, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, violation of these measures can result in a sentence of death. The vast majority of nations that punish blasphemy, mostly Muslim. This is SRN News. A strong majority of California voters favor a new bill that would crack down on crime. Bob Agnew reports.
According to a survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly three-quarters of the California electorate plans to vote in favor of Proposition 36. The high-profile ballot measure will increase penalties for some theft and drug-related crimes. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley, happily writing on X, a new PPIC poll shows Prop 36, the measure to make crime illegal again, is leading by a margin of 73% to 25%. Sanity is around the corner. Bob Agner reporting.
National First Responders Day is today, and Krispy Kreme is celebrating those on the front lines with free coffee and donuts. Krispy Kreme says all first responders can get a free small coffee, hot or iced, and a free donut of their choice today. No purchase necessary, but there is a limit of one per customer. More details at srnnews.com.